there, it's Tracy Tully, and you're listening to Tracy Tully Talks at bbsradio.com, the place to be right now, streaming live with another 60 minutes of thought-provoking topics, sharing with you conversations that are relevant today, tomorrow, and in the future. Join me each week on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, 5 p.m. Wednesday PT, hello Los Angeles. If you missed the live show, jump onto your favorite podcasting platform and you'll find me on Tracy Tully Talks. We do have some adult language, so if you have some little ones around, pop on your earphones. Hello, and it's Tracy from Tracy Tully Talks in sunny Queensland, Australia. And welcome back to the new year. Happy New Year to all our listeners out there. I hope you enjoy our next 60 minutes of radio broadcast with bbsradio.com. And today, our guest is Shane Adamson. And Shane is from SJA, Media in Toowoomba here locally. So he is just down the street from me. So welcome to our broadcast today, Shane. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Tracy. Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Thank you very much. So for our listeners, Shane has a number of businesses. So not only does he broadcast in podcasts, he also has a business called Adventures on the Road and Safe Droning Australia. So I know that I have a number of listeners that listen to me religiously who do a lot of travel, especially within their state at the moment because of COVID, but overseas and around Australia. And also they are droners, so they use drones a lot. So this is the guy that you might be interested in following. So we'll talk about that later. But right now, Shane, I'd like to ask you, who is the guy behind the microphone?
Tracy, I'm a dad of two beautiful adult girls. I'm a husband, obviously. Dog lover and, well, I suppose you'd say a hard-working normal bloke who's spent many years trying to find what he's good at. Like most people, we don't fall into our dream job, do we? I've done a few different things in my working life, but I've always done it with passion and 100% effort.
Great. So what drew you to this particular business that you're doing now?
Look, I can answer in a couple of words, really. I love a good chat. But, I mean, it's probably been an evolution over time which has led us to here. Primary, our first podcast was started to give our e-commerce store some exposure, and it was a great way to market our business, our product, and increase our exposure to a different audience, which was the Safe Droning Australia side of our business. I got hooked on doing podcasts, so along came Adventures on the Road and our other podcast, Talking Toowoomba.
Oh, I love it. And I have listen to your Adventures on the Road, because I am a huge fan of travel, especially long distance driving. I love, love, love long distance driving. And I hope that the borders will open eventually this year, because one of my bucket list items is to drive across the guts of Australia, straight across there, and from Toowoomba to Perth. And I'm very excited. I've been getting ready for that now, and something I've always wanted to do. So I'd like to tick off that bucket list this year. So tell me then, what prompted you to start this particular podcast business? What was the actual aha moment for you?
Look, oddly enough, it's sort of the seed was planted by my brother-in-law. He's an avid podcast listener. And so, you know, I started, and my wife Jodie just started to get interested in podcasts, and it just got us to thinking. And as I said, our first podcast, Safe Droning Australia, we launched it to try and help promote our online e-commerce store, and it just sort of snowballed from there. pardon the pun, but yeah, it just sort of grew from there. We both got interested in doing it. I do all the hard work. That is, I obviously, like you, I do all the interviewing and talking to people. And Jody does the easy bit, which is just, you know, making it sound good, making me sound good, my guests sound good,
yes,
and then uploading it. So really, she does all the hard work.
So she's got the muscles behind the scenes then, has she?
Absolutely. You know what they say, behind every successful man, there's a good woman.
Absolutely. And without her, you couldn't function, could you? So good on Jody. So how long did it take you? I know our listeners will be very interested. How long did it take you to learn and set up everything for this business?
Look, probably if you were to go back and listen to some of the episodes of Safe Training Australia, you would probably cringe almost as much as I do. You know, it was very amateurish. Sound quality was left a lot to be desired. And look, you know, when people are doing podcasts, you can do it under a full studio production, or you can do it yourself. And obviously, from those two points, there's a variance in quality and expertise that come into play. Obviously, we're just recording this live sort of thing, so, you know, we have a few stops and starts and I stammer over more words, whereas when you go through and do the editing, you're able to take out some of the bad bits, leave in the bits that are going to give everybody a bit of a giggle, and then, you know, put up your final product when you spend time in the after production side of it, which I think is important. I don't disagree with doing things completely off the cuff, because sometimes you get some really good information, or somebody says something that you think, I bet you wish you hadn't have said that. But yeah, it's a matter of learning to tweak and learning how you do things. I know I feel much more comfortable now when I come on to interview someone than I used to. I used to get terribly nervous and I used to be worried about what I was going to say or what if they said something that I didn't know. And then I realized, well, that doesn't matter, because the idea of a podcast, amongst other things, is not only to entertain people, but to perhaps enlighten them, educate them.
Exactly. And the beauty is that the podcast is a great platform for people. And I know traveling, I've just done a straight down to Melbourne, straight back trip, because we haven't seen our daughter for over 12 months due to COVID, and she got engaged. And so we wanted to celebrate Christmas with them and the engagement. So we were messing around, getting down and back pretty quickly. And obviously, I love long haul driving, and I listen to podcasts on my little earbuds and music, and I sing and I have a lot of fun. I just love it. I love getting in that zone. It's really, really exciting for me, and it inspires me because I can learn so much and hear so much about other people.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny you should mention there about listening to podcasts as you're traveling along. We've done a fair bit of traveling ourselves over the years, and one of the things that we always enjoyed was actually listening to podcasts. And, you know, you get to the genre that's available in podcasts is phenomenal. I mean, you know, not going to plug anybody in particular, obviously, but you can have a serious podcast where you might have a person who has a science background or an astronomy background explaining something, which you can see and be part of as you're traveling along, or it can be just a great place to stop and enjoy the countryside and the hospitality of a local town, through to, you know, even, I mean, podcasts can cover anything. I mean, even you think about it, businesses are now starting to use podcasts, and they're using it internally in their organizations to help keep the communication going between all of the various levels of a company and the management side.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people don't hear or see that bonus and benefit for themselves or their company in terms of lifting their profile and their presence, whether it's in radio, whether it's in podcasts or TV, or what we're doing now, which is web TV radio. And a lot of people are just starting to understand that it's a huge benefit to them. And without it, they'll have trouble really expanding out there, won't they?
Exactly. And of course, the beauty of it is too that once you've created the content, it's evergreen. You've got it there for anyone to go back and listen to at any time. So it is a great platform to be used to help businesses or even just for entertainment.
Exactly. And our listeners will hear us live, and also they'll hear us via a podcast, and they will also see us on YouTube and two places. So my own YouTube channel, which is Tracy Tully Talks, as well as bbsradio.com/Tracy Tully Talks. So it's a very good medium and platform for me. And like you, I love chatting. I love to have a conversation, and I love my broadcasts being exactly that. There's no filter for me. That was the agreement we have with BBS Radio and myself. I don't want a filter. I want to be who I am. And some of my conversations and some of my topics are quite prickly, and you know, but others are inspirational and motivational, and others are conversational about everyday things. And that's what I like to bring. And I can well imagine you do likewise as well, and specifically here in the local area. So would you like to tell our listeners why you're so unique? Why is your business so unique right here in Toowoomba?
Look, I think it's unique from two perspectives. One, we're obviously using the podcast platform, which, as we all know, is huge overseas and in the States. It's becoming very big here in Australia. It's growing enormously. But our ethos behind the Talking Toowoomba podcast is that it's community focused. And not only do we want to educate and entertain and inform the greater Toowoomba community, but we want to give businesses a chance to have another platform that they can use to market themselves on. And I mean, it's not just a case of it's a lot of ads. We get business owners on, and we just talk to them about what their business is and what they do, but we also do a little bit of digging every now and again and see if we can get some juicy gossip out of them, or some historical information perhaps that you know, it's a mixture, as I said, of educating, entertaining, but also informing and letting people know what a great place Toowoomba is to live in. Because I think you'd agree with me on that, wouldn't you, Tracy, that Toowoomba's not a bad place to live?
It's a fabulous place to live, and in many different ways, at many different levels. So for our listeners, Toowoomba is 2 hours, and I won't use kilometres, knowing that where we're broadcasting to. So for us in Australia, 100 kilometres driving is approximately an hour. So 2 hours west of the Queensland state of Brisbane. And the beauty is that it is the gateway to the whole southwest of Queensland, a massive area. And so the beauty for Shane and us and everyone who lives here is that we get the best of both worlds. So we have the city plus the country. So we can enjoy both. Whereas if you live in Brisbane, you don't have that country air, that country feel, the paddocks around you. I can go for a walk in the morning and I can see some big fat sheep and some beautiful fat Angus cattle, etc. So it's we're lucky. We're very, very fortunate. And I never, ever take that for granted, Shane. The beauty also is that you're offering a service for people who can't get that city style of networking that you would there. So you can't just slip down to Brisbane. Well, you can, I do, but the majority of people wouldn't just slip down to Brisbane and, you know, have morning tea with someone and slip back. That's a four-hour drive in traffic, and it's, you know, it's a big chunk of your day gone. So that's what you offer for our business people, as well as educating them on what is happening behind the scenes for a lot of these businesses. I find that exciting.
And look, it is. And look, one of the other things we feel we're doing too is we're letting people know what does go on in Toowoomba. But it's, a lot of people might think Toowoomba is just a quiet old country town, but it's not. It's a very vibrant town, and there's a lot going on. We have a regular segment in the Talking Toowoomba podcast where we talk about what festivals or what events are happening, you know, in the coming week, because our episode goes out on a Monday, and then we talk about what's coming up between now and the weekend, and we give out some great ideas for people to go and see.
Excellent. And that's really important, isn't it? Just before we came on this morning, I was reading the Chronicle, and for our listeners, the Chronicle is our local paper, and I was reading that obviously online, and it's great because you can read about all the events. But listening to you, you take that, obviously, you put the personal element in there, and by using speech, you can get a lot of information in a short period of time, unlike a printed media.
Yeah, look, I totally agree with you on that point. And, I mean, that's one of the things that I think people who look at podcasts and go, oh, I don't know if it's for me, they don't realise that, you know, they've got a captive audience. And it's a well-known researched fact that, maybe not mine, but voices in general, people like listening to a voice, and they become almost attached to that voice. And, you know, they want to listen to that voice again. And by doing that, you're creating your audience. But it enables them to feel like, A, they've got a personal link, but also it enables them, because of the podcast, that they don't have to sit down in front of the computer. The world has to stop while they read something online. I've got it on their phone. Earbuds or big earphones like I'm wearing, phone in the pocket, go for a jog, walk the dog, makes dishes a lot easier to do.
Yes, it does.
I hate doing the dishes. So, in fact, I try and get out of it as much as I can. But it's the sort of thing that you can enjoy whilst you're doing almost anything. Except maybe having a shower. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if there's waterproof earbuds.
I don't know if mine are, but for the cost of them, I'm not about to find out either. On our trip down south, obviously, my husband sort of gave me strange looks all the time with my earbuds on, because he found it difficult to let me have that peace drive. Listening, he wanted to talk all the time, but I knew he really needed to sleep, so I knew it wouldn't take long to go to sleep. Now, looking at your equipment that you have in front of you, one of the big things that I learnt very, very quickly in my career in web TV radio broadcast is that a USB plug-in microphone is no good for this sort of thing. So would you like to tell our listeners about some of your equipment and why you chose to select that equipment?
Yeah, I'd love to, actually, because it was something that I spent a lot of time researching, as did my wife, Jodie. We sort of worked on it together, because we were looking at simplicity and trying to be portable if possible, but something that could create good quality recordings, and made Jodie's job a bit easier when it came to the editing. Because, you know, if you've got two or three people and you're sharing one microphone, it can be a little bit dodgy, or, you know, just tricky and awkward. So we, as I said, we did a lot of research, and, I mean, you can spend thousands of dollars, and I mean thousands of dollars. You can go over the top if you're not careful. It's all well and good if you progress to that, and you know you're going to get into it in a real professional way. But you know, for the average person who wants to put a podcast together, I must admit I can't. Am I allowed to use brand names?
Absolutely. I'm unfiltered. You can do whatever you want, except those two naughty words. Leave your shirt on, though.
We decided after doing all our research, we would go with Rode, R-O-D-E. They're a brand of sound equipment. Now, they have a huge range of microphones and all sorts of audio equipment. For example, the microphone that you could see here in the picture is a Rode PodMic. I wonder why they called it a PodMic and why it was built. So, and of course, there's the boom arm. But we also use the Rodecaster Pro. Now, the Rodecaster Pro, how do you describe it? It's for those who are into audio, they'll tweak straight quickly and straight away. But for somebody who's not into audio, it's basically a mixer. It's got up to four microphone inputs in it. It's got a dedicated line that you can plug a mobile telephone in on. And the advantage of that is the software that's in this particular unit has what they call a mix minus, so that when you're talking to someone on the telephone, if you normally try and record it otherwise, you get feedback and you hear an echo of the person talking and that sort of thing, and it makes it difficult for them to hear everything that's being said as well. So the software in this enables you to plug a telephone into it, a mobile phone, and you're able to record really good quality audio, provided that they do the right thing, are sitting in a quiet place, and preferably with perhaps a corded microphone or earbuds in, so that you get good, crisp recording of their sound. It also has Bluetooth available on it, which means you can also connect a second phone via Bluetooth, so you could actually have two people that you're interviewing, or you can have one set as a number that people, if you're doing something live, they can ring in and you can basically answer just like a normal radio station would. It's also got a line in for a computer, so that if you've got pre-recorded information or music that you want to use, provided you've got the license for it, you can bring it into your program. It's also got a number of sound pads, so that you can have pre-recorded sounds or ads or small snippets of something else, and you can just basically push the button and away it goes. Some of the sounds that come with it are quite interesting. And you've then got the opportunity then to record it in the machine itself on a micro SD card.
Yes.
Which then means once the recording is over, you can take it out, put it in your computer, and that's where Jody gets busy. And she does all the post-production on it.
That's awesome. So now you take this is mobile, you take this machine with you. It's pretty big. This is the big black one you had the other night at the...
Yeah. It's about the size of a laptop computer, you know, about a 15-inch laptop computer. And look, it you can take it. It is portable. We have taken it. I mean, it depends on the particular recording that you're doing, where it is, what it is, how you're doing it. Yes, we quite often use that. We also have a sort of a little handheld recorder like that, yes. Which is a Zoom product. It's got two microphones built in at the top, and you can also add in another four microphones if you wish. So, yeah, I mean, there's a huge array of equipment out there that you can get. I mean, some people like to be, you know, what's it, cordless, wireless, whatever you want to call it. And again, Rode have some good products there as far as wireless microphones go. So, that's basically what we decided to do, was to go with the Rodecaster Pro We got four microphones so that we can actually sit down and interview three other people as well as the host at any time, plus have two telephone lines in if we needed them.
And that's really good. So for our listeners, that's quite comprehensive there. And the boom arm that Shane's got there, I would assume that attaches to your table. That's just a screw on. Yes, yeah. To the table.
Yeah. You could either permanently screw it to your table, or this I've got it set up with just a clamp. So yeah. If I do need to take it with me somewhere, I can just undo the clamp and set it up somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of these sorts of pieces of equipment that nowadays we're very fortunate that we've got them all at our disposal. Now, will you be able to purchase all of those locally?
Yes. I could have purchased all these locally in town. Yes. But of course, when you've got a member of your team, Jody, who's an ex-accountant.
Yes.
You know, you've got to watch your dollars and cents. So obviously I did a bit of shopping around. Some of it we bought locally and some of it we bought online.
Excellent. And so there you go. So if anyone has any questions, would like to ask Shane some questions, please pop them on the bbsradio.com/TracyTullyTalks website. And I'll be able to get those back to Shane. So what are the challenges that some of the biggest challenges that you can bring to mind of starting up? What were some of those challenges you experienced?
I suppose it was getting used to using the equipment to start with. It took a little bit of getting used to that. Probably the hardest part is Jody's side of it, really. But interestingly enough, if you've got a little bit of A, natural ability, or B, interest in computers and software and that sort of thing, it's amazing how quickly you can pick it up. Now, prior to us starting in podcasting, Jody had never done anything in the way of audio work. I mean, I'd been a mobile disc jockey at weddings and parties and that sort of thing. So, you know, sound gear wasn't foreign to me. But Jody very quickly picked up the process of editing a file and looking at it in the program and seeing the wave. She very quickly learned, and she's shown me, and it's blown me away. She'll be scrolling through the file and she'll suddenly stop and she'll say, "That's an arm." Yeah. And she'd play it and I'd go, "So what do you think?" And it's just amazing. You get to learn and see very quickly what certain things are. I often get into trouble. I'm a bit breathy.
Yes.
When I'm on doing a podcast. So hopefully your editor doesn't have too much problem with my breath today. Not that he can smell it, but I mean he can hear it.
John and Doug are pretty special. They're very, very good at editing. So they'll pull out all your ums and ahs, and I wouldn't worry because your microphone is very good.
So, yeah, look, it is a learning curve. And, look, Jody's I'm very lucky that she's also very good at, if she doesn't understand something or doesn't know something, she gets in touch with her best friend, Google.
Yes.
And it's amazing what you can find on Google. The trick, I try frequently, I'll be trying to learn or look something up, and after about half an hour, Jodie will say to me, because she sits on the other side of the desk here, she won't be able to actually see what I'm doing, but she'll suddenly go, "Do you want me to help?" I say, "Can you tell I'm frustrated and I can't find what I'm looking for?" She said, "Yes." And I say, "Well, I'm trying to look up such and such." She said, "Have you tried typing this?" So I'll type that and exactly what I want comes up on the screen. So there is a knack to finding things, the right sort of things on Google. But that's one of the things that we're more than happy to do too, is help people get started and sort of guide them along their way. As I said, whether they want us to do the post-production and all that sort of thing for them, we're happy to do that as well. But if they just you know, need a little bit of hand to get started and start the process, we're happy to help out there as well. We've actually helped a couple of other people with their own podcasts and help them sort out what they could do slightly better, or not necessarily better, but differently, that produced a different outcome for them.
So how do you do that? Do you only do it online? Do you go into their home and help them set up? How do you help them, or do they have to come to you?
Because of a thing that's happened over the last nearly 12 months, we haven't been venturing much out of our home office and studio. But predominantly, yes, it's been online. Mm-hmm. But we'd certainly, you know, if someone is really struggling, we'd be happy to, you know, have a bit of a chat with them first and then sort of try and find out what help they need. We would make some suggestions as to how they could go about that, either themselves at no cost, or if obviously we think they need a little bit more help, we would say, well, look, you know, we can come and do this for you. You're looking at spending about this much money. But again, and this is one thing I do want to sort of point out, is that we consider ourselves a micro business.
Mm-hmm.
Our company consists of myself, Jody, and our head of security, JR, the Jack Russell. Now, by the way, I think he's asleep on the job at the moment, but we won't go into that. But I mean, we've struggled over the years with our business. You know, you go through hard times, or you know, you're just not getting enough income in, and we know how hard it is, and that's why we very much not see ourselves as doing it for nothing, but we don't mind giving a little bit of help and a little bit of guidance. And then, you know, if they start to get serious, well, then we can talk about getting serious and go from there. But we certainly wouldn't, you know, if someone rang up, said, oh, look it up yourself, sunshine. You know, we would try and help them as best we can.
And it's to your, you know, advantage always, and we talked about this earlier, that, you know, this is the beauty of networking, isn't it? And community spirit going.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the ethos of one of our podcasts, is community spirit. So, yeah, it's. I would rather help someone and they say, well, he at least pointed me in the right direction. I had to do all the hard work, but at least he pointed me in the right direction. Yeah. And they say, well, I rang him and he was no bloody help at all.
That's right. And people, and listeners, especially who are listening today, who are keen on starting up as a podcaster, then they'll have 101 questions, but they'll also have there's knowledge there. They just won't know that they don't know. And this is what happened to me. There's a whole chunk of knowledge there I just didn't know to even ask those questions. And I learnt the hard way. I bought some pretty expensive equipment and probably didn't need to. And then I bought some dud equipment too, like the USB mics, that I shouldn't have. But I didn't, you know, I asked people, but I didn't actually get some of that information. So this is the beauty of having you here, Shane, with us for our listeners. So what's your proudest business accomplishment?
Oh, okay. Proudest business accomplishment.
Yes.
Okay, let me just think on that for a little bit. My proudest business accomplishment.
Besides your security, driving reporter there, you know, it's probably asleep next to you there, your Jack Russell. What's your proudest achievement there that you've conquered?
I suppose it probably comes down to, I mean, until about 10 years ago, I always had worked for somebody else. You know, I was always working for someone up there and you know, didn't feel like I was getting much satisfaction. About 10 years ago, started our own business, and we've had the few ups and we've had a few downs. But I suppose the proudest thing I would say is not being afraid to adapt.
Yes.
Not being afraid to go, that's not working. Doesn't matter that it didn't work. Don't beat yourself up about it. Okay, what can I do differently? Or what's something else that I can do that's perhaps going to provide an income for the business and or as well as make me happy?
And that's the beauty, isn't it? If you are the sort of person that likes to talk and to find out more from people and communicate and exchange information, then a podcast is something for you. You don't actually have to be an extrovert to do this. That's the beauty of it, because for our listeners, as Shane is saying, you can operate entirely from your home, from your office, and not come into anyone's space. So it's a safe business too, especially if you're feeling a bit vulnerable. It's a wonderful medium for people to be able to speak to others. And for me, you know, across the world, I just love it. I love speaking to people from different countries and hearing what they're doing and listening to how they run their businesses, listening to their strategies, their suggestions, their failures, their wins. Because to me, a failure is not a big issue. It's something that is part of life. No one ever brought me up in life saying, oh, you're going to have a great run, because it's not going to be like that. It's going to be failure. And I just made a mistake just then. I went, and I know that it will be edited out. And if it doesn't, it doesn't worry me. It actually doesn't worry me, because for me, that is my authentic self. And for people who are listening who are keen to get into podcasting, don't get hung up on being perfect, because when you're in this field, you're not perfect, and you're just not perfect when you're talking over coffee at a table, you know, in a cafe either. And that's what is the biggest appeal, isn't it, Shane?
Absolutely. There I go again. It's interesting you should say that, because that's one of the things Jodie's picked up on. She says when she's editing, like I said, she can look at a wave and pick out an arm, but she doesn't remove them all.
No.
You know, she takes a few out so that you don't sound like you can't string two words together, but she still leaves them in there so that you sound normal. And you sound like a human, not something that's been created and put out digitally perfectly. And you mentioned about not being perfect. Definitely not, because I didn't know when we first started this that my face was going to be on, because I definitely have a face for radio, not television.
Don't bet on it, no. And see, this is a really good point that you brought up, because once again, it's really powerful that we're having this conversation for people to hear what you're saying. You might think that. For me, it is the norm. You are the norm. You are Shane Addison. And what you do is what you're talking about. We're listening, and this is what people are getting back to now with podcasts, the power of listening. And absolutely, it's very exciting. It doesn't matter what we look like, and it doesn't matter how old we are. Like, you know, sometimes I'm working with women who are around the 70 age, and they go, oh, I'm 70. I say, so what? It means nothing to me, nothing at all. And I know that it really doesn't register there for our listeners either.
No, I did. Did have my tongue in cheek when I said about a face.
Good.
How could you not love this face? Absolutely. I mean, look at it.
I know Jody loves it.
Goodness, she does.
Just leave your shirt on.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So, yes, no, it is important that people realise that, like life itself, I mean, nothing's perfect.
That's right, exactly, and that's how life is, isn't it? And that's why when I run these broadcasts, they're conversational. They're conversational for a reason. Now, tell me, we've spoken about your podcast business. Can you tell me a little bit about your droning business, please?
Yeah, certainly. I looked at getting into droning to sort of help us with our, because we do websites as well. Anything to do with digital media, we've got a finger in somewhere along the line. Jody's our website builder, as if she hasn't got enough to do. And I sort of thought, you know, being able to get aerial shots would be a good idea. So, of course, I went down the path of looking at getting a drone and that sort of thing, which opened up a tin of worms. Because obviously there's, when you're using a drone commercially, you need to be licensed. That thing has changed dramatically over the last couple of years with CASA, which is the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. And there's arguments for and against it. But anyhow, I bit the bullet. I went and studied, which for me at a more senior age, shall we say, than in the past when I studied, found it quite challenging to sit down and start to study again and read through aviation technology, aviation, you know, terminology, various regulations and all that sort of thing. But I got there. I am a licensed drone pilot. I also am a licensed air radio operator from a drone. Went and did another course so that I could become what's called a REOC, which is basically for a company. So our company is certified with CASA as a drone operator. So we started doing some drone work. Did some work for an insurance company, photographing storm damaged roofs for houses on properties so that they could then take that and they could do a quote from the aerial photos that I took, because it was all done with a set program that gave them mapping, coordinates, measurements, the whole bit. So it was quite on the technical side of things. And as a result of that, getting involved in doing that, we looked at getting obviously some safety gear that you need and should have if you're doing things correctly according to all the regulations. And we found that it was a bit tricky because we had to get one item from over here at this shop and another item from over there. So we started Safe Droning Australia, which was basically an online store. We use that name, obviously, if we're doing any drone work, but it was basically for an online store. And we've got safety equipment. So we've got safety vests. We've got first aid kits. We've got fire blankets because you've got to be able to put fire out if you're drone crashes or the battery explodes and causes a fire. We have signage and we have barriers, tapes and that sort of thing, which is all part of what a licensed drone operator has to do with, you know, marking out the area that they're operating in and making sure that it's safe and nobody comes into the area that you're flying in, as well as following all the other regulations when it comes to aviation. So that's how Safe Droning became about, really. And that's how that podcast started, was to sort of promote the fact that we do safety equipment. And I would also like to give a little shout out to a training school here in Australia called FPV Australia. John Fleming from FPV Australia has been very supportive of us in our endeavours to get the online shop up and running. He was very pleased to see that someone had decided to actually, you know, try and provide a one-stop place for safety equipment for drone operators. So he's been a big supporter of us. And he was actually one of the first licensed drone training officers in Australia. So he's very knowledgeable. He also flies a light aircraft himself. Mm-hmm. So he has a very, very good knowledge and understanding of the aviation industry. And if anybody out there, any of your listeners were considering getting involved in drones, I would encourage them to make contact with John. And John is a bit like me. He'd much rather talk to someone and help them and give them some information, give them the right information, than they, you know, get caught out perhaps.
Yes, yes. So what was John's surname again?
Fleming.
Fleming. So that's Foxtrot Papa Bravo FPB Australia.
V Australia. V okay. For Victor.
V, yep. Oh, V for Victor. I'm glad you said that then. Well, there you go. That's how easy it is to miss here. So Foxtrot Papa Victor and Australia. So FPV Australia for that training for drones. And I'm really interested in drones. My sister's a drone enthusiast. She spent all last year traveling around the state, and she took some fabulous drones. And I was so, so jealous. And I loved the footage that she took, but also the information that she gave me historically about all the places she went to. I love history. So that's lovely to hear from you. So for our listeners, Shane, if they would like to contact you, they can contact you on your website, and that's www.sjamedia.com.au. Or if they'd like to send you an email, it's info@sjamedia.com.au. And so please don't hesitate to contact Shane. Did I say John just then? No, that's from John Fleming. So I hope I haven't switched names. So please contact Shane, and he will help you. Now, in the local area of Toowoomba, what's your reach, Shane? What's your reach for people physically with your drone that you can work with them?
Oh, look, we've gone out as far as Oakey, Chinchilla.
Yes.
We did some work out in Chinchilla for one of the mines out there.
Yes.
Surveying the earthworks that they were doing for a mine. So, yeah, I mean, look, you know, there's the old cliche, have drone, will travel. So the only thing is I won't fly in. I still have to drive in, okay?
Yeah, okay then. So a few hundred kilometres, so that's a few hours driving. You're quite happy to drive to those areas. So if there's any local people in this area in the southwest listening, then please contact Shane. Shane, what's your phone number if they'd like to give you a bell?
The best number to call us on is 0427 155 399.
Okay, so that's 0427 155 399 if you'd like to contact Shane Adamson. So thank you very much, Shane. So for our listeners today, thanks for listening to another 60 minutes of inspiring talk at Tracy Tully Talks here, beaming to you from all the way from Toowoomba in Queensland, Australia, out across the world, and brought to you by bbsradio.com. If you would like to contact us, then you can contact my website through www.bbsradio.com/Tracy Tully Talks, no E's anywhere. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and if you're interested in lifting your profile, presence or profit, we have affordable sponsorship opportunities available for you. So until next Thursday, it's goodbye from me and goodbye from Shane. Thanks for listening to another 60 minutes of inspiring talking points on Tracy Tully Talks, brought to you by bbsradio.com. Tune in every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, and 5 p.m. PT time in America. Leave me a message on my website at www.bbsradio.com/Tracy Tully Talks. If you're interested in lifting the profile, presence and profit of your business, sponsorship opportunities are available. Until next Thursday, it's goodbye from me.